You're listening to WWBC Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Well, praise the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We are truly rejoicing in it. We are glad in it. We thank God for another opportunity, another time to come into your home, into your cars, however you're tuning into us. By the way, a Cypress audience, we're grateful that the Lord allowed us to come in your view or in your ear gates today. Hallelujah for a word of encouragement by the radio station WWBC 1510 on your what? AM dial. I'm telling you, God is so good. We thank God for you today. Thank God for you. Gather around. Tell somebody. Call somebody. Tell a neighbor. Tell a friend. In the words of Pastor Shirley Tyson, my friend, tell somebody that Apostle Curtis Watkins is now on the air. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on. You want to tune in. It's about time for your miracle. Tag, share from Facebook. Come on. Push this. Come on. God is who he say he is, and he's going to do exactly what he say he's going to do. Hallelujah. Be not weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. Come on, somebody. Well, again, we want to thank God for you tuning into the radio broadcast. It's about time for your miracle. No matter what you're going through with, it's about time for your miracle. No matter what it looks like, it's about time for your miracle. No matter how you feel, it's about time for your miracle. Come on, let's go to the word of go into a word of prayer. Amen. That God would just move and have his way on this radio broadcast on today. Again, we want you to tag and share. Call somebody. Let somebody know that it's about time for your miracle. We're now on the air. You're now tuning into the radio broadcast with, again, Apostle Dr. Curtis Watkins. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you now for your grace. We thank you for your mercy and your kindness. We thank you now because you allow us to come into the station today to sit behind this mic, Father, that a word will go out to lift up someone, God. It will encourage someone. It will bring somebody to the foot of the cross to say, what must I do to be saved, Father? We thank you now, God, that you would touch them on the other side of the dial, Father, on the other side of Cypress audience right now, Lord. Let the weak say I'm strong, the oppressed say I've been set free, and let the backslider be reclaimed, Lord, and the sinner man come in right now in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you this morning. Thank God for you once again. We want to give a good God bless you shout out to all of you. Amen. That's on the wall doing a great work. Don't come down. God bless your hearts. Praise God. We thank God for you today. Amen. We want to thank God for elect lady Watkins. Amen. Hallelujah. Evangelist Dr. Benita Watkins, my wife. God bless you. Thank God for you. We love you. Amen. To our church mother, Mother Brown. God bless you. All the church mothers. Amen. Mother Betty, God bless you. Thank God for you. We want to thank God for all our evangelists. Amen. There at the Power of Faith Healer and Deliverance Temple. God bless all of you. Praise God and all our prophetess. Amen. God bless you. Thank God for you just being in the midst with us. Amen. Thank God for you. We don't take it lightly that God has us put people into strategic places in the body of Christ. We want to thank God for all our elders, amen, and all the saints of God that make up the congregation for the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Amen. So if you're ever in the area, are you passing by, come on, stop by. Again, stop by and be with us in our services. Amen. Hallelujah. You were here when the broadcasts go off and what time services are. Amen. And what time, you know, the midweek services are. If you're ever in the area, you're welcome to come be with us. Once again, we want to send out our condolence. Amen. To the bereaved families. Amen. That has gone through bereavement this weekend and continue to go through bereavement. We want to send out our condolence to them, especially the Thomas family. Amen. Frank and Gloria Thomas. God bless you. Amen. A part of our family. We want to thank God for you all. We praying for you all. Thank you all. Everybody. They want me to thank everybody from the time that this the transition of their daughter, Shonda. We want to thank God, amen, that you stepped in. You came in with cards of word of expressions, condolence, prayers, food, just stopping by. If you just stopped by to give a hug and that was it, or you brought things and you brought to the family to comfort them during this difficult time of the bereavement, we want to say thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Say thank you from Frank and Gloria Thomas and the rest of her siblings. Thank you so much. Thank everybody. Thank St. James, amen, AME Titusville. Thank you so much, the pastor and the congregation, from allowing us to host this homegoing service for Rashonda Thomas. Thank you so much. God bless you all. Amen. Everyone that had a hand in this. Amen. Friends from far and near. Amen. And the family that came over from Hawaii. Her aunt. Her cousins from Alabama. Come on. Hallelujah. Her aunts from New York. I mean, you New York. Sending in calls and throwing their arms around them. Amen. And, Atlanta. God bless you. Thank you all so much again. We want to thank you. Continue to pray for this family, that God would see them through. And anybody that is going through on your end, we pray for you that God would see you through. Amen. Listen, I want y'all to get ready. Get ready. Amen. There's some things coming up. We got some things coming up for the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, our church anniversary celebration. Oh my God, it is getting ready to take place. You don't want to miss this. It's going to be something. Every night we got speakers coming in. Amen. Church anniversary celebration. Amen. It's about what God has done in the church for years. Down through the years, God has allowed us to be established there at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple. Amen. 1219 South Street. Church anniversary celebration. It's going to be something. Hallelujah. Going all the way. Starting at the 12th. Starting at 12th. Amen. I mean, the 20th Labor Day. Memorial Day. Memorial Day weekend. Hallelujah. It's going to be something. The 29th. Going all the way to the 4th. Oh, my God. It's going to be something. You don't want to miss that. Then we take a week rest. And then we go in Holy Convocation. Oh, my God. It's going to be something that week, too. You don't want to miss it. Come over. Come cross. Come through. Amen. And be with us. Come on. Hallelujah. Line up great speakers coming in. Hallelujah. We will have in Holy Convocation. Hallelujah. We will have morning service and evening night service. Oh, it's going to be something. You don't want to miss this services. I'm looking forward to seeing you and you. Bring somebody with you and come and be in some of these services with us. Amen. Get ready. Get ready. Melbourne. Get ready. Guess what? I'm coming to Melbourne. Come on. Yes. To my friend. My friend, co-laboring in the gospel. Working the gospel with us. Amen. Hallelujah. Apostle Dr. Elizabeth Haywood. 1500 Florida Avenue. We're going to be there. Praise our God. Hallelujah. We're going to be there on that Thursday night. Amen. On the 8th. Yes. On the 8th, we are going to be there. You do not want to miss this. It's going to be phenomenal. Praise our God. In her celebration. Praise our God. Daytona. World Survivors. Hallelujah. Bishop Richard Williams. We're going to be with him that Friday night, the 9th. You don't want to miss this. You don't want to miss this. It's going to be something. God is going to be moving. Praise our God. By his power, by his might. I'm looking forward to seeing you and you. Praise our God. Get ready or stay tuned, because it's going to be something else. Royalty Night, that's in September. We'll have some more information on it. September the 16th. Tickets now. You can get a call in for information. Call in for your information. How to get there. What's the plan? It's going to be something you don't want to miss. And we'll have more information on that. Praise our God. So we're looking forward to seeing you in some of these services. We're looking forward to seeing you. Oh, my goodness. Get ready. All right. Let me go to the word of God. I just want to encourage your hearts. Just want to get those free little announcements out the way. Amen. I want to see you in some of these services. Again, church anniversary celebration. God has allowed us to be there. Praise our God. And we don't take it lightly. We don't take it for granted. Praise our God. Church anniversary. a whole week. And after that, we get a week of rest, and then we'll be in a holy convocation. Oh, hallelujah. Morning service and evening service. God is going to bless you, us there in those services. I just want to encourage your hearts this morning to let you know what we're in, what you call a time that things are just occurring. The enemy is trying to throw, and we're not magnifying. He's trying to throw everything at the believers. He's trying to shake our faith. But you know what we got to do is we got to stand on the wall. We got to stand on the wall and hold fast to our confession. Don't let the enemy make you lose your confession during the time you're going through some things. Again, I want to let you know, the enemy, the devil is not after you per se. He's after what's on the inside of you to try to stop you. He wants to take that from you, but he cannot take that from you. Why? Because God has given you this. God has put himself down on the inside of you. And when we go through trials and tests, it's not out to take you out, but it's just to wipe out your belief. It's trying to sabotage what God is saying to you. Good morning to all of you. God bless your hearts. God bless you, Pastor, Apostle. God bless you, Pastor Hicks. I think I saw. God bless you. Thank God for you. Amen. God bless all of you that's coming on right now. I want you to know the enemy, praise our God, is trying to wipe out your confession, trying to take your belief. But you got to stand strong in the day of adversity. You got to stand strong, having the blessed prayer of righteousness on, having the helmet of salvation. Come on, having the sword of the Spirit. Come on, hallelujah. Come on, and your feet shod with the gospel of preparation of peace, because the enemy wants to try to sabotage what God is saying to you. Praise our God. He wants to take you out. He wants to wipe you out. But I stand to tell you this morning, I sit behind the mic to tell you this morning that God, Jehovah, hallelujah, he reigns. Y'all ain't going to say nothing to me. And he'll put, can I get a witness, somebody? He's going to bring you out. But hold fast to your confession. Hold fast to your faith. Come on here. Be not weary in well-doing, for in due season, God, hallelujah, he's going to bring you out. It's your season. It's your season time now. Not your season time to faint. Not your season time to give up. But it's your season time now to do what? To give God the praise. Give him the glory. Praise our God. I just wanted to encourage your hearts. I was on my way into the radio station, and I began to go before the Lord and ask God, what would he have me to say to the people this morning? And I was praying, and as I was getting out the car, he said, I just want them to give me thanks. Give me thanks. Give me thanks. I said, give you thanks. He said, I just want them to give me thanks because I've already took care of every situation in their life from the beginning. And I was like, God, just as quick, he began to talk. He said, I've already took care of every situation in their life from the beginning. But all I want them to do is just give me thanks. Praise our God. It's simple. Psalms 107. It says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Why? Because he's done great things. Why? Because he's done marvelous things. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Praise our God. We don't owe nobody nothing. We don't owe nobody nothing. But we owe God praises. We owe him. He inherited the praises of his people. He said, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. For he is good. For he is good. Every situation that we've been in, every situation that we have come out of, every situation that the enemy thought we weren't going to come out, God have brought us out of. So we got to do what? Give him thanks. He said, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Hallelujah. For he is good. Hallelujah. Come on. He is good. And it's, you, even though, no matter what it looks like, you can say that the God we serve is able to do what? Keep you from falling. Able to do what? Present you faultless before the only wise God, our Savior, be dominion hence now and forevermore. Come on. You got to give thanks unto God because he's good. He has brought you out of every situation, every circumstance that you're faced with. God has brought you out. God has brought you out. He have not brought you into a situation to leave you isolated, to leave you destined. Come on, hallelujah. Let the of the Lord say, say so. You got to say something. Hallelujah. Who he has, come on, redeemed from the hands of the enemy. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Come on here. Do I have any people that's been redeemed out here? Come on, somebody say something on this on Cypress audience. Hallelujah. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Who he has redeemed from out of the hands of the enemy. Oh my God, I feel like, come on, pass the word down your row. Pass the word down. Hey, glory to God. He said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Hallelujah. You got a right to say so because you've been redeemed from out of the hands of the enemy. God has brought you through every circumstance, every trial, every test that you're faced with. God has brought you out. God has made a way for you to, come on, for you to escape. I'm going to read this again. The second verse, it said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Who he has redeemed from the hands of the enemy. Come on. Hallelujah. He brought you. He brought you. Hallelujah. From the enemy. He brought you from out of the hands, the snares of the enemy. So you cannot afford to stay silent. You got to give him praise. You got to give him glory. David, that's what David said. I would do it. Bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continue to be in my mouth. Come on, somebody. And my soul shall do what? Make a boast in the Lord. And the humble shall hear and be glad. Come on, somebody. And be glad. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He has bought us. He has bought us. He has redeemed us. Come on, somebody. Come on. Hallelujah. I'm going to read it again. He said, let the redeemed. If you've been redeemed, you got a right to say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord, who he has redeemed out of the hands of the enemy. You're not in the enemy's hands. You're in God's hands. His hand is not too little that he can't hold all of us. He has. We used to sing a song when I was coming up, when they taught us, he got the whole world in his hand. Come on. He has redeemed you from out of the hands of the enemy, and he got you in his hand. You're in God's hands. No matter what you're going through with, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, you're in God's hand. Come on. Hallelujah. Sin a man. You're in God's hand. Once you repent and come to him, come on. You're in God's hands. Come on. Hallelujah. So this is why we must do what? Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. As the stripper open up, come on. As it open up, you got to give him thanks for he's good. You got to give him thanks for his mercy and do it to for all generations. You got to give him thanks. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. Because he has what? Redeemed us. Redeemed us. What happened is he has bought us. My God. I'm doing all I can to stay right here. He has bought us. He has bought us from the hand of the enemy. The enemy cannot, oh, praise our God. The enemy cannot do nothing with us. The enemy cannot do nothing with us. Why? Because God has redeemed us. He has bought us. So we must stay focused on what God is doing, not what the enemy is doing. I very rarely, Sarah, talk about the enemy. I don't lift him up. I don't magnify him up. We lift up the name of Jesus. We give him praise. We give him glory because he has redeemed us from out of the hands of the enemy. Hallelujah. And we got a right, as the scripture said right here, you got a right to say so. Some of us been in some difficult situations. Some of us been in difficult situations. I'm talking to the men and the women of God. Been in difficult situations. We didn't know how we was coming out, but we stood on the word of God, and we still preached the word, and we still prayed, we still fast, we still on the wall. But every time when it looked like we wasn't coming out, somebody hear me this morning, God always brought us out. He always will bring us out. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I've been redeemed. I've got a right to say so. You've been redeemed. You got a right to say so. You don't have to hold your head down. Come on, the enemy is trying you to make you lose your confession. But before I lose my confession, before I be silent, I'll give him praise. I'll give him glory. Hallelujah to God. Listen, the trial that you're in, the test that you're going through with, God is bringing you through it. God is bringing you out. He has already brought you out. Come on. Hallelujah. I like what he said here. I know the plans. I know the thoughts that I think towards you. Come on, somebody. Come on. Hallelujah. This was bless my heart right here. I know the plan. I know. Come on here. That I think towards you. Hallelujah. To do what? To give you what? An expected end. Come on. To give you an expected end. You've been redeemed. You got a right to say so. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said in his word, in the book of Psalms again. Hallelujah. And we know this because we were taught this in Sunday school Bible study. This is why it's very important to attend your Bible study in your Sunday school. Hallelujah. We know this. Come on. David said, yea, do I walk through the valley of the shadows of death. I would do what? Fear no evil, for thou art with me. He's with you. He's with you today. He is with you today. Hallelujah. Peace of God. The peace of Shalom. The peace. Hallelujah. He's with you. Come on. He's redeemed you. He's not going to redeem you and leave you in the midst of something you're in. Come on. He said, I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. Hallelujah. I'm with you. Glory to God. I like what he said. Hallelujah. He's going to lead us in green pastures. Come on. He's going to lead us beside still waters. Come on. He's redeemed us. Why would he redeem us and let the enemy come in rampant in our lives? No. That's why we got to give him thanks. That's why we got to give him praise. That's why we got to give him glory. Hallelujah. Some of you out there, and you're doing a great work. You're on the wall, and hallelujah, you're standing fast. But the enemy is trying to make you give up. Don't give up. Before you give up, give him praise. Before you give up, give him glory. Before you give up, let the enemy know, hallelujah, he has redeemed me. He has redeemed me. He has bought me back. I've been reconciled. I've been bought back. I've been bought with the price. Come on. I've been bought with the price. And that's the precious blood of Jesus. He has redeemed us. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He brought us out. He brought you out today. You're in this, but you're not alone. Because guess what? The Redeemer, the Savior, the Healer, the Master. Hallelujah. He knows the plan and the thoughts that he thinks towards you. Hallelujah. Not of evil. Not of evil. Not of evil, but of good. They're good today. I want to encourage somebody. Preacher, you've been preaching. Apostles, you've been doing what God say. Hallelujah. You've been building spiritual and natural. Come on. Hallelujah. You've been doing what God say. I want to let you know, prophetess, that you've been prophesied the heart of God. Hallelujah. I want to deal with the fivefold right now. Just the fivefold. Not nobody else. Just the fivefold to encourage your hearts. You've been doing, hallelujah, apostles. Apostles. Hallelujah. You've been doing what God say. Stand on it. Build. Hallelujah. Build. Build, govern, rule. Come on. These are the apostles that God has given gifts to the body. Hallelujah. Oh, give thanks. You got to give thanks for the gift that he has given to the body. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Evangelist. Come on. Evangelist. You are a flame of fire. We got to give thanks for you. Hallelujah. Because God has allowed. Evangelists, you are a flame of fire. You gathers the people together. Glory to God. He gave some apostles, some prophets. You prophesy the heart of God. You tell the heart of God. The evangelist, you gathers. You're like a flame of fire. Pastor, you're the watchman on the wall. You're the watchman on the wall for the sheep. My God. Teacher, you're the teacher that stands flat-footed and teach this word without compromise. Simple. But the word of God, this is the gift that God has given to the body of Christ. The fivefold. My God. Jesus. We got to give thanks. We got to give thanks. You got to give thanks to him. Because he has redeemed us. He has redeemed us. He has redeemed us. And he gave us gifts in the form of the fivefold, so that they can do these, they can speak this over you. Hallelujah. The apostle carried signs and wonders. The apostle come with signs and wonders. Come on, the word say that. The word say that. The apostles carry signs and wonders. Come on. Things happen when the apostles come on the scene. Y'all ain't gonna say nothing to me. Read your Bible. Things happened. The city was turned upside down. The apostles turned the city upside down. My time come and gone. We gotta give God thanks. We gotta give him thanks. Come on. We gotta give him thanks. Don't complain. But give God thanks. Because every situation you in, guess what? 2 minutes left in it. 2 minutes left. I got 2 minutes left here. You got 2 minutes left in that situation. And don't complain. Give God thanks. Because guess what? It's time for your miracle. It's time for your miracle. It's time for you to hold fast to your confession. Don't give up. Again, it's said right here in Psalms 107. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Because he has what? Redeemed you from out of the hands of the enemy. He has redeemed you from out of the hands of the enemy. Be not weary in well doing. For he that will come, the book of Revelation, for he that will come shall come. He's to your rescue. God is to your rescue. Hold your head up. Stay on the wall. Stay on the wall. 1 minute left. Stay on the wall. Fight the good fight of faith. Hold on to your faith. Hold on to your confession. Be not weary in well doing. Come on, somebody. God is with you. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. Know this, even what you're in right now, God has ordained it. God will bring you out. My time is coming. Until Friday, same station, same time. Guess what? It's about time for your miracle. Hey, go to your Bible study this week. Go to your midweek service this week. And guess what? God will be there. God bless you. Thank all of you for tuning in to the radio broadcast. It's about time for your miracle. God bless you. Gotta go. See you in the move of God.
You have been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship service is at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock, corporate prayer, and 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter, at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. And Friday will be our evangelistic services at 7 p.m. You are welcome to come and fellowship with us. You also can send us in prayer requests to P.O. Box 65, Titusville, Florida, 32781. Thank you for tuning in to the Power of Faith, Healing, and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis J. Watkins, pastor and founder.